Good evening. Welcome to the Allegiant Steam Academy regular meeting of the Board of Directors. It's August 23rd, 2018. The meeting is called to order at 7:01 p.m. The meeting location is 5862 C Street, Chino, California, 91710. Instructions for presentations to the board by parents and citizens. Allegiant Steam Academy Thrive Charter School, also known as ASA Thrive, is a direct-funded, independent public charter school operated by the Allegiant Steam Academy Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation and governed by Allegiant Steam Academy Incorporated Corporate Board of Directors. The purpose of a public meeting of the board is to conduct the affairs of Allegiant Steam Academy in public. We are pleased that you are in attendance and hope you will visit these meetings often. Your participation assures us of continuing community interest in our school. Agendas are available to all audience members at the meeting. Note that the order of business on this agenda may be changed without prior notice. For more information on this agenda, please contact Allegiance at info@asathrive.org. Requests to speak forms are available to all audience members who wish to speak on any agenda items or under the general category of public comments. Public comments are set aside for members of the audience to comment. However, due to public meeting laws, the board can only listen to your issue, not take action. The public is invited to address the board regarding items listed on the agenda. Comments on an agenda item will be accepted during consideration of that item or prior to consideration of the item in the case of a closed session item. Please turn in comment cards to the board secretary prior to the item you wish to speak on. These presentations are limited to 3 minutes. In compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and upon request, Allegiant Steam Academy may furnish reasonable auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. Individuals who require appropriate alternative modification of the agenda in order to participate in board meetings are invited to contact Allegiant Steam Academy. Roll call, Samantha Odo.
Here.
Melanie Choi.
Here.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Here.
And Andrew Vesti here. Public comments, items not on the agenda. No individual presentation shall be for more than 3 minutes. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Are there any comment cards?
There are none.
Approval of agenda for the regular board meeting for August 23rd, 2018. Is recommended the Board of Directors approve the agenda for the regular board meeting for August 23rd, 2018. Who would like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion Sam. Second?
I'll second.
Second Vanessa. Roll call vote Samantha Odo. Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Passes 4-0. Communications, comments from the Board of Directors. Sam, you're up first.
Okay. I wanted to say thank you to all the staff and everybody who volunteered to put together an awesome Meet Your Pack Day today. It was really amazing to see all the children laughing and meeting all their new teachers. It was... I got a little emotional coming on campus, but thank you so much for putting that together. It's really nice.
Melanie.
Same here. It was really, I enjoyed it this morning. It was really fun to see all the teachers out and the students being so excited to see their friends again, which they haven't seen in a very long time. I know my daughter was very excited to see a few of them. And so thank you so much for all your hard work and all the time that you guys put into this. I really appreciate it.
Vanessa?
Just echoing what they said, I think it's really been hitting me the last couple weeks that this is all really happening. So without getting too much into that, we're getting so close to the first day, and it's still like sometimes it's hard for me to believe it really is happening. And just being here today, being a part of this community, and I already feel it coming back, that feeling, the energy, it's like you can almost touch it, and it's just such a reminder of why we did what we did, because this is all so worth it. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this year. I'm so excited for the school, and I think it's going to be nothing short of amazing. So thank you for everything.
All right. So I wrote a little something here. So this is our last board meeting before our first day at school, and it's been quite an adventure since we created and submitted our charter petition. This has been a wild ride, and I know most of us can't believe that we've made it this far. This process has had its ups and downs, extremely stressful times, but it definitely was well worth it. It was worth all we have accomplished to bring back an option of school choice to our community. And we were lucky to have supporters from the start, like former Superintendent Wayne Joseph, CVUSD board members, Sylvia Roscoe, James Naw, and Andrew Cruz. We can't thank them enough for believing that a group of parents with a vision will make their dream come true. A dream that was formed not only for our children, but for the families who wish to send their children to a school of choice. In late 2017, I had the fortunate opportunity to meet our awesome CEO principal, Dr. Sebastian Cognetta. I explained to him that we are looking for an educational leader for our newly approved charter school and needed someone with experience. After hearing of Dr. Cognetta's qualifications and his willingness to help, I knew he would be a perfect fit for our Allegiance team. Since his hiring, I've been nothing but impressed about his passion for education and tenacious work ethic to bring us to where we are today. But Dr. Cognetta has not done this on his own. When we began speaking about other administrative positions, like our Director of Educational Programs said, "Hey, I got this great candidate who would be a great fit, and she's even finishing up her doctoral degree at UCLA. Once I heard UCLA, I knew she had my vote. I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Callie Moreno when we did a school visit at their former school. All the employees I had the opportunity to speak with had nothing but great things to say about both Sebastian and Callie. Over the past 8 months, we have had nothing but support. We even had teachers and staff who are still working at their former schools, volunteering on the weekends, developing our educational programs and back office services. I need to thank Deanna Campagna, Cindy Valenta, Cynthia Calvert, Diana Urbina, Amelia Weinstock, Stacy Lazo, Carmen Lopez, April Harmer, Raina Royale, Ron McCorkle, Janelle Dizon, Meredith King, and Fox. Can't pronounce the last name. Yeah. And all of our other great employees who have taken the risk of giving a group of parents who have a passion for education a chance to create something great. We appreciate all our staff, and without all of you, none of this would be possible. I also need to thank all the parents in the Chino Valley community for helping us from our first meetings at Roundtable Pizza. We had parents walk the community, recruiting students, spreading the message about our school. Well, they did such a great job. We had over 1,000 kids for 480 spots. For all our volunteers from day one, again, I can't express how appreciative we all are for helping us to get where we are today. need to give one special shout out to a gentleman who's been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes and certainly deserves recognition. Ross Higgins was tasked with creating our website, and well, to say the least, he knocked it out of the park. Many people don't know, but he asked to rearrange his personal schedule to make sure our website is up to date, posting board agendas, recordings, and minutes to meet certain deadlines. And Ross, I know you listen to these recordings, so there you go. We thank you, sir, for your hard work and dedication to our school. To our lead petitioners, my wife Laura, Jen and Troy Stevens, Sam Odo, Vanessa Okamoto, Remen and Pam Santos, William and Raquel Rawl, thank you for those rotating meetings at our houses to get this off the ground. And also to Melanie for volunteering your time to be a part of the board. You all had a part in making us successful, and I truly consider you guys family. So, none of that. Stop. So lastly, I want to remind all the parents, there's going to be hiccups as we progress through the school year. There's a lot going on. Just because we create a program on paper, it is not how it always works out in reality. I ask that everyone be patient, allow Allegiance to grow. We are a new school with an awesome staff who I know will give their all to make sure their children are afforded an awesome experience while receiving a quality education. Our school leaders have put a great staff in place. We are all a family, a pack, the Allegiance Team Wolf Pack. That's all I got. Okay. All right, you're up.
Take a break or something? I don't know how to follow that. I'm going to take a breath real quick. Thank you. I was not prepared for this. So, sorry, guys. I didn't show up. Your one employee didn't show up prepared tonight because I don't know how to follow that. I hope that founders have taken a step back and had a moment to just kind of take it all in today, you know, the build up, the next few days, the first day. I know staff has, they've stepped back, just let it sink in. It's been pretty remarkable. Trust me, your staff knows they're grateful. They're grateful for this opportunity, and we take it seriously. So I have plenty more to say, but I'm going to defer to these two for a moment to catch you up. change pace real quick. What do we need to know? What do you got for us? Any updates?
Well, I'm incredibly humbled to be a part of this team, and I'm just so grateful to each of you for welcoming me on board into your community and your lives, and to just from the extent that I've been on it, to see it come to life has been just surreal as well. And to hear kids outside and just see so many and know that that's just the first of many days was just lovely and beautiful. And to see all the little versions of each of you founders has been quite amazing. And my daughter just so excited to be here. And so thank you for getting this started up for her. Our team is definitely hard at work. Our special education department, our think tank, is just phenomenal. Talk about hitting the ground running. They have not, they just take everything in stride and are really doing one thing after another to make sure our services are prepared for these kids as they come. And when they got to meet the kids today, it was just, they just really came to life, because we've been reading these IEPs and taking notes and seeing all this, stuff on paper, and then we get to see the human beings that they are and just really get to know them, and it's been lovely. So it just was really nice to be able to have the kids here today to just re-energize the team. We're on, day 9 of our professional development today. And, people are getting a little tired. So it was really energizing to have it feel so real today.
My perspective is very different. I came on when the train was already moving full speed ahead. And so to be able to jump on and be a part of it in a very different way. My background is not education, my background is finance. To see the team that these guys pulled together and that you have working for you and your families, you'd be astounded. They're such a strong, functioning, well-oiled machine. It's just going to be getting better, and your kids are going to be so well taken care of. So it's a gift from part of it. And my good news is we have credit cards now.
Yeah.
And buying up storm. And the materials are going to be great. These guys have amazing ideas, and they've all been so gracious to welcome me in, and they are my customers, and you guys are my customers, and so I'm just here and grateful to be able to serve. Thanks for this opportunity.
So, there's no shortage of things to catch you up on, right? As you can see, there's been quite a bit going on. You heard of the staff, and I think every day we're reminded of just how excited we are about the professionalism, the integrity, the work ethic of the people who are in charge of taking care of your kiddos. So daily they surprise us, from a small nuanced interaction that you have with one of them to a big decision they have to make, or they just repeatedly step up, and it's been solid. I want to give kudos to these directors, establishing a form of leadership in a little bit of time in which they're accessible. they're approachable, and they're very, very clear on our vision, on our mission here. They're, and it shows. Staff depend on them, they go to them, and they lean on them for leadership, and it's been remarkable. So thank you guys. On just a couple of big ticket items just to kind of catch you up on. We have Jim from Charter Impact available to talk to us about our finances, so he'll kind of lay out how and why factoring does continue, and it's essentially a cash flow reality. Additionally, our staffing increased. Our staffing model assumed a number of positions based on the number of students, but as we learn more and more about our students, the staffing needs changed, the service needs changed, so we had to adjust for that. And all in all, and if you had a chance to look at some of the finance shows, you still see a healthy budget, which is great. We spend money before we have it. That's the gist of it, right? And you can create a game show for what the last few weeks have looked like around trying to spend $500,000 of a grant without having anywhere near that in actual cash. So, which is because of the factor, the way the grant works, which is reimbursement. But as Jim will show, I think we've done a pretty good job, and Meredith's done a magical job of handling that. As far as facilities, if you were here today, you saw there's plenty of work going on. A lot that has been and will be ready by day one, and quite a bit that will continue into the school year. We're going to have this tradition of bringing lawn chairs is going to continue for a little while, right? While we still don't have cafeteria tables and so on. We'll have some pretty big scale projects continuing to the school year, including new playground structures. So they're worth the wait, but they are what they are. They don't match up magically with the start of the school year. But every classroom has air conditioning, every classroom has internet, every classroom has desk furniture, curriculum, and more importantly, the one thing that that they have is the loving teachers there. So none of that other stuff matters. Those people are there. I'm very proud of the people that we were able to put together in the first year. We were joking earlier that, we never have to hire a first year whole staff again, which is nice because it's hard. But I couldn't imagine it going any other way. Just the players who are on the team, each of them exciting in their own right. We will talk a little bit about finances. We have the financial presentation. Jim is available from Charter Impact to facilitate that. As Callie shared, we're learning about our students' needs and we're putting the resources in place for them. Staffing-wise, our staffing model is set, right? We have our classroom teachers, we have the classified support positions, and we also, another kind of hiccup we had was being able to realize our lunch program, right? We were unable to do so, not necessarily for anything that we hadn't completed, but we just needed to have the kitchen ready, and we couldn't have a health inspection until our kitchen was ready. And so now that it's ready, we can have one. Unfortunately, they're not ready to hold one for us until September 5th, so which delays the start of our full breakfast lunch program. But now we were able to put an interim program in place, and so we can offer lunch. Families have already started to identify that they're purchase lunches through that, and so we can provide lunch on day one. And get creative about where kids will actually eat, right? So, because we don't have tables. So facilities, yes, I got to give a lot of recognition and kudos to the staff on site. And every time we've interacted with Chino Valley folks on site, super responsive, asking us what we need and available to us, the folks that have been here. So, and that really extends across all the departments. Callie and I met with the director of special education last week for Chino Valley to build that relationship. We received, she's busy at this time of year, and she received us well. Gave us some ideas on resources. We shared a little bit about, some of the things that we're facing and putting in place, and we have started that relationship, which is great. A few days later, Meredith and I met with the folks in their in Chino Valley's human resource department. Same, couldn't have gone any more pleasant. And now we have a positive relationship with that department too. So it's the right type of relationship we set out to do, right? It was part of your vision, and now it's established, which is great. So we can, is there anything else in the report? Talk about Wells Fargo a little bit?
Yeah,
just thoughts on that?
Yeah, we clearly the relationship with Wells Fargo was established early on. They are not particularly nimble. So I've been talking to Citizens Bank and looking around to see somebody who would manage our size small business maybe more efficiently, maybe with a little more attention. Just so things are more efficient. We've had a hard time with direct deposit. We've had a hard time with credit cards. So just moving forward with that and maybe finding something different. It's obviously been great and carried us to this point, but something different might be a better fit for us. So we're exploring that.
I'm calling Jim in, if he's available for the financial piece. There's a lot that I feel I can do, but just in case we need any questions for him.
So let me get to this next.
Oh, you got something else?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you do. I'm on.
All right. Item scheduled for information. The first item is the resignation of Raquel Rawl as a member of the Board of Directors.
Excuse me, before can I ask a question in regards to the lunch?
Sure.
I know the inspection is on September 5th.
Yes.
But what is the estimated time for the lunch room or the lunch? And be able to service.
Once the health department has come in, this initial visit, unfortunately, is only an initial visit. So if it's not perfect and ready to go exactly at the time, it won't be a health certificate.
Okay.
So I think the time after that is approximately 2 weeks. If we do everything they say in terms of the hoops, I don't think it's going to take that much. We already have Revolution Foods set up for the food program.
Okay.
We're working with Schools in Action, and they're ready to go. The lunch applications went out in the parent packages today. So once we have all those back and get them Schools in Action, we'll be ready as soon as they say go. Hoping that's no... Schools in Action is working with us to maybe move up the initial health inspection.
Okay.
They're seeing what they can do with the San Bernardino Health Department. So it's just, we have a very small voice right now. And since they have a relationship, she's going to try to see what she can do with things for maybe a little more people.
Cool. Good.
Yes.
All right. Next up, item scheduled for information. The first item is the resignation of Raquel Rawl as a member of the Board of Directors. On August 3rd, Dr. Cognetta and I received a letter resignation from Raquel, stating she no longer wanted to be on the board. But I'm sure everyone would echo the same sentiments that we thank her for her time and her, passion for education. Also, she helped us from the very beginning, and just wish her luck in her new endeavors. So now we got the July 2018 financial presentation.
So, Guy's going to present it. I'll get Jim on the phone in case there's any, at some point he may help with aspects of it. So. Hey, Jim, it's Sebastian. How are you? Good, good. Hey, we're going to jump right into the July financials. And I just kind of called you in right from the beginning. We have not started it at all. We're on the first slide. You want to facilitate it from here? Okay. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Give me a second. Hey, Jim.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Let's get as loud as we can.
Opening of 18-19, we can kind of do a first presentation of a financial presentation we can make every month. So we would open with our first slide. It would be kind of a highlight slide. The entire financial package will include details, the full detail of cash flow and forecast and balance sheet and budget variance. Items like that at the end, and what we like to do is we like to just prepare the highlight presentation for you first to go through and make full details available should you have any questions, but we try to highlight everything ahead of time so that we don't have to go through every part of the details unless there are specific questions. being brand new, this is a little bit different, but the key item here is in the month of July, the PEMSEC was filed for the school, which is the claim for the first funding, which we anticipate should come in hopefully in October. It'll be a very significant number for Allegiance. And so we got that filed, and that's the source of revenue that the factoring funding has been made available on, recognizing that the initial apportionment funding the school is due isn't going to come in until October. So the factoring organization is ready to offer advances on that, because once it's filed and you have enrollment, they feel secure in the future of that funding. Additionally, the PCSGP grant, there was one curriculum order that qualified in June. So we filed a $7,000 claim for that in July for the June quarter. The next claim won't come until the end of the first quarter of school, which will be a very significant claim with all the school startup purchases included in the grant. Changes in enrollment and revenue. We don't have anything new for enrollment yet, but revenue compared to the budget that was approved, we were operating off the May revised budget originally, and since that time the state finalized the budget for the year, and fortunately that was a positive event for us, small but still positive. The LCFF forecast increased, and the projected forecast lottery funding went up a little bit. And so overall, from budget, we have increased our revenue estimate $24,000 for the school. Cash is very critical, especially in the first year and first 2 years, especially the first year. And I want to take a moment and really give credit to Allegiance's leadership team, that cash management of the vendors has really been strong and resulted in a lot less cash flow than I would expect to see. So cash, it still requires borrowing or advances until PEMSEC comes in, and then a little bit after. But there's really been strong movement to work with vendors to limit cash outflow until we can get the school open. That's helped a lot. During the period, a factoring advance of $350,000 was issued, which helped establish that necessary cash balance to pay these first payrolls. And at today's meeting, we are recommending approval of the next two, so that we have those approved now. $200,000, which could fund as soon as approved, and another $200,000 advance for September. Additionally, in July, CSFA approved the revolving loan application, which is pretty much the one source of low-cost funding to a startup charter school, critical source. So they did offer the full $250,000. Because of the short term of the initial charter, it would have to all be repaid in the second year, but that would still provide a really strong cash input for the school if that's approved today and then awarded soon by CSFA. Expense changes. Since the official budget, there have been some items coming through altering the expense picture for the forecast for the year for the school. Largely, some of this had to do with increased special education services anticipated. And so since the budget, there has been an increase in the number of staff and a shift in the IT role, whether it should be an employee or a service. Overall, there was also an additional increase in cost for special education consulting services, not employee. And we shifted some of the items related to the PCSGP grant, not as much of an overall increase, but a shift in programs for some expeditions and PD and the consulting. On a positive note, based on CSFA's approval of the revolving loan, we currently forecast that we can reduce interest costs to $25,000 compared to the original budget. There should be less factoring required if that $250,000 comes in. And because of the additional services being provided at this time, the overall expense forecast is $118,000 higher than the budget that was issued before we had, real enrollment coming in. Are there any questions? I'll move to the attendance slide. looking at attendance. Being July, we don't have a lot to add here, but this would be an example of every month how we would check in on the status of attendance, enrollment, and attendance, and how it's tracking compared to budget, and whether or not any adjustments should be made or considered by the board to be made to reflect this. So right now, for July, this is just reflecting the budget numbers, which was a forecast of 480 and 88% of 95%, kind of a common rate, which would create an ADA of 456. And a note that removing PTSGP, which won't be based on ADA, and child nutrition, which while it will relate to ADA, there will be an expense offset with that, so I wouldn't really consider that an ADA-driven net for the school. We would estimate that the revenue for ADA is $9,734, so very close to $10,000. So if we do have an event where we think we are going to see a drop in the ADA, we would estimate about a $10,000 decrease in revenue per ADA. Moving to the revenue slide. Again, July, so we're just projecting our current forecast versus the budget that was approved originally. As noted, right now our forecast is 24,000 higher than it was at the time of budget, and this is because of an increase in LCFS. And the change in federal isn't a decrease overall to the school, but it's a change between years. 7,000 that we had budgeted into this year was moved back into 17-18 in June. So that 7,000 has already become a benefit to the school and so will not be included in this year's revenue. Moving to expenses. As noted in highlights, we have some increased salaries for some increased services to be provided. And one IT role was shifted out of an employee to a consultant. The net change to compensation in this forecast is $18,000. Additional increases, though, were experienced in sub-agreement services, which is where we would put direct special education services, and some professional services. So the combination of additional services provided directly in the classroom and some additional PD that's going to be covered by the grants, and shifting the IT role out of an employee and into a professional service resulted in the two service accounts increasing $132,000. And a positive note that the interest expense should come in $25,000 lower than the original budget, which was factoring a loan with the receipt of $250,000 from CSFA. That can knock out a whole advance from a whole factoring advance this year. Overall, I've noted forecast is anticipating increased expenses of about $118,000 from the original budget, but that would be based on experience, actual requests for services that the school is receiving. Result of that, we can look at the fund balance, surplus deficit fund balance slide. Based on these changes, the current forecast is for a $333,000 surplus for the year, which is about 7%, which is strong. It's lower than the original budget of 426, but 7% is very strong for a first-year school. That is, of course, aided by the PCSGP funding in the first year, but that's part of why it's so important. And overall, that current surplus would result in a fund balance at the end of the first year of about $270,000, which is higher than 5%, which would be very good for the first year school. Net cash. Without a significant gift, the school is going to have to operate on cash advances, and so the CSFA advance is very important. A certain number of receivables to the school revenues, while they will be part of the fund balance, the cash will not be received until late in the year or into the second year, and so that creates great cash strain. So based on our model, we are forecasting to end the year be about 6% of expenses with no factoring outstanding at that time. So while 265 might not seem like a very high number, that's without any factoring. That will include the CSFA loan, which is 250, so you can see how important that is. As of July 31st, cash was $394,000 with $532,000 of the PennSec factored, which would be collected out of the PennSec when it's funded in October. We are offering, requesting approval for additional factoring this month and September to guarantee enough cash is available to continue to make purchases and really ramp up purchases for the start of school. And now that the school is starting to pay full payroll, as school is about to open earlier, and if we can, if there's a way to get the CSFA loan early through an expedited process, anything that can bring in the loan sooner than later will greatly benefit the school. And could eliminate the need for a draw in November if those funds are available before then. Every month, we will provide a list of upcoming reporting and compliance deadlines. So if there's any questions in preparation for that. Being new school, these are mostly enrollment-based. There won't be a lot of reporting due yet. So you just have the opening of school, English language proficiency assessment testing. The graduate cohorts should not be on there. That can be scratched. And then we look out until October, where we start having account days and the end of Q1, some of the financial reporting after Q1 for PCSTP, title programs, National School Lunch Program, and then we will have the follow-up to the PennSec report, the 20-day attendance report, to get the next apportionment. And after that, we have the appendices, which include the detailed cash flow report forecast and the budget, kind of in the budget format, showing, you know, from budget, okay, we had a format like this, now we have the forecast for the year, tracking out what we think, based on actual events, what we think will happen differently. I won't go through any of these specific lines. These were all highlighted, unless there is a question I can address. Any questions? Additionally, each month we will provide the statement of financial position, the equivalent of the balance sheet, which is very important, to show the financial status of the school at that time. July, school not open yet, so as we've discussed, it's mostly factoring to maintain a cash balance, factoring PennSec at this time. So, as we said, $394,000 in cash, and already factoring out $532,000 to maintain that number to make initial purchases. So, once school operations are in progress and AR is being accrued and revenue is being received, and we'll have a lot more expenses going out. Expense management has been very strong, and so not a lot of startup expenses have hit yet. That's going to ramp up in August and September. We will present any outstanding AP for your review. Very little AP at the time, and this would have been during the initial establishment of the AP system. So typically, there won't be much AP on the AP aging. Things are paid pretty quickly, other than if the bill's relevant to the month that came in after the close of the month. So most transactions that come in before end of month will be paid, and the AP will just reflect those that came in after. And then we provided the check register, which I believe is also included as another item. And as noted, not a lot of bills paid yet through July, only $31,000. Some of that's compensation related. That concludes the overview of the financial presentation. Happy to answer any questions if anyone has any.
Everyone's good?
Okay.
All right, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Oh, go ahead.
Do you want me to participate with Cam or
on the action item?
You want? Can you handle it or?
I'm fine, Jim. Maybe if for whatever reason maybe you'll be on standby. I can call you back, but I think I got it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great night.
You too. You guys have any other questions? Reference financial presentation? No.
Fine. Pretty thorough, right? Good. We can come to expect that in an effort to just be transparent, right? See where the money's coming from, where it's going. That's why we'll look at the check register. We'll look at, you know, the categories of spending. Meredith tracks all of our local spending. She codes it and sends that off to Charter Impact and so on. So every last purchase to date, right, Meredith and I confirm the code, the budget code, make sure it's going where it's supposed to and so on, especially right now when we're trying to take advantage of our startup grant, right, which is a reimbursement grant. Tomorrow is the deadline for $350,000 spending, and this is where Meredith and you know, Callie has also been integral in this. Spending that amount on curriculum and materials to get started without actually spending the cash, right, is, you know, obviously we'll have to pay it at some point, but it's very easy to burn through cash at this point and then be showing you a very different financial picture, right, and just say, well, we need to buy these things. But the truth is, you know, we've got the technology coming in, we've got the curriculum is in, and all of that by managing these vendor relationships really well. So kudos to these guys.
Yep.
There we go.
All right. Next up, item scheduled for consent. Number one, the minutes for the special meeting of the Board of Directors, August 3rd, 2018. Number two, the minutes for the special meeting of the Board of Directors, August 5th, 2018. And the check register for the month of July 2018. So I have a motion to approve the items scheduled for consent.
I'll make a motion.
Motion Sam, second.
I'll second.
Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Otto.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Passes 4-0. So the next two agenda items, I'll just kind of combine them, but we'll vote on each one. But you can speak to both of them.
Yeah.
The factoring agreement with Charter Asset Management for August 24, 2018. The board will review, discuss the factoring agreement presented to Allegiant Steam Academy to provide $200,000 to assist with startup expenses, including purchase payments due for curriculum and equipment, as well as payroll obligations. And it's for a draw August 24, 2018 and September 14, 2018, each of $200,000.
So I think Jim kind of laid out the landscape of it, right, on the why factoring continues. And a few months ago, I'd shared that we're toward at the end of that, but he helped me understand the actual timelines of when we receive our set funding, and so why that was not likely. So while the revolving loan and then our startup grant have reduced significantly the need for factoring, obviously because of the timing in which we receive our state funding, not till October, right, with expenses now, why factoring will continue. So the revolving loan, as you shared, you know, eliminates the need for probably an entire round of that, but not entirely when you look at our, you know, our payroll and purchases and so on. So that's kind of the gist of it. But, you know, when you're a school of 400, you know, enrolling at 480 with 1,000 kids wanting to get in here, like, those are the healthy signs. That's why we qualify for a loan. That's why, you know, we were given the startup grant. Like, those indicators are there. This all boils down to essentially the timing of cash flow, right, of revenue coming in. I don't know if there are any other questions or not. But.
Are these the dates that they would be coming in to us? Like, when?
Yeah, so the August one says... Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a draw.
Yeah,
it's a draw of August 24th, and then another draw September 14th.
Was this the same thing that he was referencing, that, like, the sooner we can get it, the better?
The revolving loan, the sooner we can get that, the better, because then it can eliminate further round of this.
Mm-hmm.
But we know, like, for we know that right now there's approximately $350,000 in the bank. A good 100,000 of that is going to be burned real quick in the next month because of prior purchases that we were able to delay, right? But then we'll have payroll again, right? And we'll the next month's payroll before we get any state funding.
Right.
So that's why the draws are at this time, September, August and September, so that we can obviously make payroll and so on, keep the lights on and all those good things. And then when we get that first, you know, that first round of funding, it'll be pretty significant because it's one of the few we get, right, to start up. Yeah, so that's the timing. That's why the timing is what it is. Yeah, I was up at night, 2 a.m. doing the math. Is that really, is that even adequate? But it is. So, yeah. I keep forgetting. I have an amazing finance person over here who knows how to spend money. Or better yet, who knows how to not spend money.
Yeah, that sounds good. Any other questions? Nope. All right. So do I have a motion to approve the factoring agreement? Approve and agree to the factoring agreement with Charter Asset Management for August
24, 2018. I'll make a
motion. Motion Vanessa, second.
I'll second.
Second Sam. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Andrew Vesti, aye. Passes 4-0. Second is the motion to approve and agree to the factoring agreement with Charter Asset Management for September 14th, 2018.
I'll make a motion.
Motion Sam. I'll second. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti. Aye. Passes 4-0. Number three, the Allegiant STEAM Academy Board Resolution of Charter School Revolving Loan Fund Program Applicants Governing Board to approve the execution of the loan agreement with the California School Finance Authority.
So similar, this is the revolving loan that we applied for and learned that we received early in the summer. So more favorable than factoring, much greater rate. So it's the Jim projects we could have, you know, the money within the next few months, right? Which will eliminate a round of factoring, which is hugely beneficial. Yeah, that's what I have to say on that. He was far more eloquent and detailed than I am.
Questions? So it is recommended the Board of Directors adopt Board Resolution 18-01, Allegiant STEAM Academy Board Resolution of Charter School Revolving Loan Fund Program, Applicants Governing Board to approve the execution of the loan agreement with the California School Finance Authority. So, would anyone like a...
I will make a motion.
Motion, Sam.
I'll second.
Second, Vanessa. roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. So I got to read this fancy resolution real quick. The resolution of, or governing board resolution of Charter School Revolving Loan Fund Program Applicants Governing Board to approve the execution of the loan agreement with the California School Finance Authority. Resolution number 18-01, whereas Chino Valley Unified School District authorized the charter for Allegiant STEAM Academy Thrive, CDS code 366-767-801-37547 on December 14th, 2017. And whereas the charter school will need funds to support operations during opening of school, and whereas Allegiant STEAM Academy Thrive applied for a charter school revolving loan fund program loan from the California School Finance Authority during the 2017-2018 funding round. Whereas execution of the loan agreement and disbursement of loan funds is contingent on the California School Finance Authority Board approving the charter school's application. Whereas Allegiant STEAM Academy Thrive Governing Board has reviewed the loan agreement forwarded by the California School Finance Authority. Whereas Allegiant STEAM Academy Thrive Governing Board agrees to meet all terms and conditions for the receipt of a revolving loan pursuant to Education Code Sections 41365 through 41367. Whereas upon approval of the loan by the California School Finance Authority and execution of the loan agreement, the California School Finance Authority will request that the state controller offset apportionment payments to the Allegiant STEAM Academy Thrive in equal amounts for one fiscal year commencing with the first fiscal year following the fiscal year in which loan proceeds are disbursed to the charter school. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Allegiant STEAM Academy Thrive Governing Board on behalf of the Allegiant STEAM Academy Thrive hereby approves the execution of a loan agreement with the California School Finance Authority in the amount of $250,000 as provided by the provisions of Education Code Section 41365 through 41367. Passed and adopted by the Allegiant STEAM Academy Thrive Governing Board at a meeting held on August 23rd, 2018. All right. Next up, the Governance Committee, Board Member Recruitment and Selection Process. In accordance with the Allegiant STEAM Academy Corporate Board of Directors policy, Board Recruitment and Selection Process, the ASA Board will nominate two board members to begin the recruitment and selection process to fill the vacant position on the Board of Directors. It's recommended the Allegiant STEAM Academy Board of Directors nominate. Who would like to be or make a nomination?
Can I nominate you?
Sure.
I nominate Andrew Busty.
Okay, we're halfway there.
All right. Yeah. Does anyone want to volunteer? Because then I'll just nominate them. Anyone?
Everyone's looking down. I'll volunteer.
All right, yeah. Sam. I'll nominate Sam since you nominated me. Thanks. So do I have a motion to approve the Allegiant STEAM Academy Board of Directors nomination of Andrew Vesti and Samantha Odo to serve on the Governance Committee?
I'll make a motion.
All right, there we go. Motion Vanessa, second.
I'll second.
Second Melanie. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Adjournment. It is recommended the Board of Directors adjourn the regular board meeting for August 23rd, 2018. All right, I'll motion. Who would like to second that?
I will.
Melanie will second. Who? Melanie? All right. Roll call vote. Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Passes 4-0. Meeting adjourned at 7:55 p.m.